are ready to tap dance our way into Parramatta's Riverside Theatre for a classic show to ring in the Christmas season. It's Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn, hitting the stage, running from the 6th to the 14th of December. Brings with it big band charm, classic tunes, and show-stopping dance numbers to the stage. A perfect mix of old-school Hollywood glamour, brought to life by an exceptional Aussie casting creative team. We have one of them with us now. Cast member Rob Mallett joins us on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. I'm well.
For those of us that don't remember the classic Irving Berlin Holiday Inn, tell us a bit what this production is about and the iconic role that you play.
Yeah, funny enough, sometimes the movie was called White Christmas, and for good reason, because the hugely iconic song White Christmas was introduced. Irving Berlin wrote it for the movie. And, of course, now it's a staple of our on the airwaves leading up to Christmas every year. But it was a 1942 movie. Irving Berlin, of course, hugely important composer of the golden age of Broadway. You know, between he and Gershwin and Porter, you know, they just about dominated, you know, the songbooks of that era, and their music has lasted. It's about Jim Hardy, the character I play, who leaves showbiz on Broadway to farm in Connecticut, but ends up having to revert back to showbiz to turn the farmhouse into an entertainment venue to pay the mortgage.
Right.
And, you know, of course, falls in love along the way.
Yeah, a classic tale that's happened to all of us, really, hasn't it?
Exactly. Who hasn't done that? And so it's peppered with all these great tunes that are associated with holidays. And so that's where we get songs like White Christmas, of course, to celebrate Christmas.
Have you always been a big fan of Irving Berlin and the golden age of Hollywood and Broadway?
I mean, it's hard to be in music theatre and not, you know, touch all this material along the way. So, you know, it's been the backdrop of my life for a long time now.
And obviously it's one of those things that's been there and it's the backdrop of your life, and it is so much the backdrop of a lot of our cultural existences. White Christmas is always there, isn't it? It's got a whole lot of nostalgia. What's the process like in reimagining this work for a contemporary audience?
Yeah, good question. I mean, the show was only staged as a Broadway musical in the late 20-teens. And so it's written with a beautiful sense of sort of contemporary wit and pace that, you know, audiences have sort of become to expect. And, of course, we're imagining it here in Australia for the first time in exactly the same way. You know, there's a great sort of dynamic in doing these old shows, in that when they were written, they were popular music. You know, these songbooks were on every piano and every radio around the country. You know, music theatre rarely punches through the you know, the curtain of pop culture these days, except for rare examples of Hamilton and Wicked or things like that. But, you know, these are popular music, and so, as you said, it really is the cultural fabric of, you know, everyone of a certain generation would have grown up with the movie, or their grandparents playing it, or their parents, or, you know, the midday movie. So it's extremely familiar. You know, if I just read through some of the song list.
Yeah.
Of course, there's White Christmas, but also Blue Sky is the song, Shaking the Blues Away, Easter Parade, you know, hugely iconic American anthem. So, you know, an amazing evening to reminisce and be taken away back to a simpler time.
Do you ever sort of think about this culturally, and like, because we've got sort of the staple Christmas songs that we all know and love and enjoy, but it's so hard. There's not many sort of new songs or contemporary songs that are ever added to that songbook. I guess you could argue that Mariah Carey is sort of now, she's managed to create a song that is a staple Christmas song. It's a very difficult thing, isn't it, to sort of create a work that'll stand the test of time.
It is, and I wonder whether that speaks to something about Christmas, where we want to escape to a simpler time, to reminisce on the year that's been, and you know, we're looking back and looking forward. And so the older music, I mean, not only are some of those songs just beautifully written, and of course they'll last, but there's something in the nostalgia of them that suits Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, that song, Mariah, is getting on itself now. you're right.
You've got me thinking about my own mortality now, Rob.
Yeah. That's why
I need a show like Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn to take me away from that. And it's a wonderful production to have for this time of year, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure audiences out at the Riverside Parramatta will be, you know, completely swept up in the holiday charm of it all.
You can catch Rob Mallett on stage in Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn on at the Parramatta Riverside Theatre from the 6th to the 14th of December. Rob, before I let you go, you've got such an extensive background in film, TV and on stage. And you also tap dance. Now, tap dancing is a skill that's hard to fake. You can't lip-sync tap dancing. What's it like sort of revisiting these iconic songs and mixing in the tap dancing with it all?
You're right. You don't learn tap dancing overnight. That's something you need to start at a young age. Yep. You need to capture in your youth. Of course, my background is in Irish dancing, but it sort of lends, you know, very Michael Flatley-esque lends itself to tap. However, I've gotten off light duties with dancing on this show. I'm playing the Bing Crosby role that does all the heavy lifting on the singing, but Max Patterson, one of Australia's best tappers, is in the show. He's like a human metronome. He's extraordinary, has to be seen and heard to be believed. So you're in safe hands when it comes to tap dancing.
Wonderful stuff. Rob Mallett, I put links to where people can get tickets to Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn there at Parramatta's Riverside Theatre. Wishing you all the best for the season, and thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks a million, Danny.